It's time to find out what's doing around the Upper Hunter Shire District with Mayor Morris Collison. He joins us as always. How are we doing, Morris?
Very well, Andrew.
That's the way, mate. I know you got out to the Festival of the Fleeces last Friday night for the opening. Sounded like it was a great event.
Yeah, the opening was great. I mean, a full crowd there at the RSL. Everyone enjoyed themselves. Great band. And by all reports, I didn't get back out Saturday, but by all reports, they reckon it may have been one of the biggest ones yet. So congratulations to the committee.
Yeah, James from Merriwall called us yesterday, so he reckons it was the biggest yet, which is some fantastic news, especially given the way things went for the last couple of years.
Yes, definitely.
Mate, the work in Kelly Street is about to commence.
Yeah, very exciting. We've talked about this, but yeah, from 6 p.m. to 5 a.m. starts the... I think it's actually started.
Oh.
And that work goes on, and it's not going to finish till September. So, again, please just be patient. It's going to be disruptions, and no doubt about that. But think of the project when it's finished.
It's going to look fantastic. I've seen some of the pictures of what it's going to end up looking like, and I honestly can't wait. And I'm sure everybody in Scone feels the same way, Morris.
Oh, look, definitely. It's been a long time coming, but, you know, you're better off waiting, getting everything right and making it happen properly. And can't wait for the completion.
Yeah, spot on. Breast Green New South Wales will be in town.
Yeah, another important visit from the Breast Green New South Wales. They're coming to Scone on Monday the 20th of June, and they'll be here till Tuesday the 12th of July at the Senior Citizen Centre. So you can call that number on 13 20 50 or book an appointment online.
Yeah, get something done about that for sure. Very important for women aged between 50 and 74 who may well enjoy a high tea as well.
Yeah, we've been doing a little bit of these things around the town, and there's an opera and high tea at Moonan Flat Hall on Saturday the 25th of June, starting at 1:30. Now, this event is part of the Upper Hunter Hall Crawl. Entertainment will be provided by Peter Blythe, soprano and founder of the opera, In the Paddock, Lai Ling, and pianist Deidre Richards. So this is a free event. High tea and coffee will be provided. Bring your own drinks. Bookings are essential. So hop online and book through the council webpage. It's going to be a great afternoon at Moonan Flat.
Sounds like it's going to be fantastic. Don't miss your opportunity to book those tickets. And last of all, I've been talking about this a bit recently, is fire awareness now that we're into the winter.
Look, very important, Andrew. I mean, we all take things for granted, but, you know, you see on the news there's so many caravans and fires and all sorts of reasoning to why houses and caravans are catching a light. So,
yep.
get your smoke alarms up working. Keep objects away from the heaters. Don't leave cooking unattended. And outdoor heating equipment is not to be used inside. Very, very important. So, at the end of it all, be safe. Not sorry.
Mate, I have mentioned this story to the listeners before where I used to work in an alarm monitoring control room, and at least once a week during winter we would have smoke alarms going off and we'd ring up and say what's going on. They'd say they brought the barbecue inside. So people do that sort of stuff, if you can believe it.
Oh, they do. And I mean, you see that people put power boards in and overload the PowerPoint, and
oh,
I
yeah.
think there was something on the news this week, on the TV this week. And it's so easy to do, but just, be safe and not sorry at the end.
Working smoke detectors. Make sure the batteries are replaced and, yes, make sure they're definitely working, because you need that sound to wake you up. Your sense of smell won't do the trick if there's smoke in the house.
That's it, Andrew, that's it. And, I mean, if you're a good cook, you won't have the smoke in the house for you, so it won't annoy you.
True story. Morris Collison, as always, thank you very much for joining us. We'll catch up again next week.
Thanks, Andrew.